Okay, so today, when you guys go off to Sunday school, you're going to talk about our gospel story, which is about Jesus standing up in the middle of the temple, which was like the church back then, and reading. And then he sits down to teach. So I want you guys to notice in our service, Reverend Jeannie and I, what do we do when we read scripture? Do we sit and read it? No, we go into the middle. The acolytes bring the light and the crucifer brings the cross and we stand up to read. So that's a really, really old tradition. But Jesus doesn't read from a book. He reads from a scroll. Can you imagine what a scroll looks like? You've seen those before, like piece of paper all rolled up. But I want you guys to come closer because here is an interesting book. So come over so you can see it. You would think this would be the front, right, of the book. But that's the front of the book. Yes, this is Hebrew, right? And so when you open up this book, you know how we read from left to right? They read from right to left. So imagine when Jesus was standing up there reading the scroll, his eyes would have to go the opposite way you guys do, or it would be backwards and gobbledygook. So here's what one of our sentences going that way, and here's the exact same thing in Hebrew going that way. Now, can any of you read Hebrew?
No.
No, I can't either.
They just look like symbols.
It looks like symbols, right. What other languages do you guys know that you can't read because it looks like symbols? Chinese, Japanese, Korean, right?
Arabic.
Mm-hmm. What about Russian? Have you ever seen that? Yeah, it's kind of like this too. So a lot of countries write in symbols that we don't recognize, but for them, it makes sense. So this is a special book. This is the, well, it's a prayer book. And so English and Hebrew. So just wanted to show that to you because I think it's kind of neat when you put in your imagination Jesus standing up in the middle of the temple and reading. He didn't hold a book. He opened a scroll. But we always think of a scroll this way, right? But actually the scroll was like that, I think. I think it might have been opened that way. And he reads from which way? Right to left, the opposite. Yes, Uzzah? It says so in our reading today, that he stood up and read from the scroll. And besides, back then, there weren't books yet. There were just scrolls. Do you know what the scroll was made of? You think it was made of paper?
Leather.
You're close. Yeah, leather. It was made of goat skin. Yeah, they would have to scrape all the fur and the stuff off and treat it in the sun, and then they'd stretch it, and then they would write on it.
What
would they write with? Well, it wasn't a neon gel pen now, was it? No. They would dip a stick or a feather. I think it was sticks back then, right? Or feathers? Sticks or quills, which is a feather, into an ink that they would make that was probably from a plant or animal blood or a combination of stuff mixed together so it would last. It was a lot harder than it is today. So when you guys go to Sunday school, get your imaginations going so you can think about what it was like when Jesus read. So let's say a prayer before we go. Come on around. Let's put our hands out. All right. Get your hand in here, kiddo. Come on. Dear God, we thank you for the ability to read and to learn and to understand our history through Scripture. Please bless us as we learn. Amen.